Well, tonight I want to talk about something which, for most of you, you're really bad at. Am I allowed to say that in church? In fact, if this is your first time in church, we love you lots. We think you're amazing. And if you don't quite know Jesus yet, just relax. This isn't for you. This is for those who love Jesus. Okay. For you guys who love Jesus, most of you are rubbish at reading the Bible, aren't you? Yeah, pretty much. And what I want to do in this message is encourage you with all my heart is to persevere and to go on and to read some more of the Bible. The Bible is an amazing, amazing book. It's a book which, if you can follow it, will give you an abundant life in every single area of your life. Not just some areas of your life, every single area of your life. I'm a massive believer in identifying issues and then setting out to solve them. And what I hope to do in this next half an hour or so is to give you some very, very simple keys to help to enable you to actually solve the fact that you find it tough to keep reading the Bible. And, I want to say I find it tough reading bits of the Bible, and all those are bits that, if we're honest, we'd rather they weren't there because they're so hard to read. But to help you to read every single bit of God's Word, that you may live that life that He desires for each one of us to live, that abundant life that I prayed for. Psalm 1 verse 1 says this: "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord," or his delight is in the Bible. "And on his law," on the Bible, "he meditates day and night. And the result is, he is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prospers." That's the joy, that's the benefit of reading the Bible. I haven't got time to read all the Psalm 119, because it's 175 verses. But I want to read the first few verses to you. It says this: "Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord," who walk according to the instruction of the Bible. "Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. They walk in all his ways." Verse 45 says that following the Bible gives freedom to each one of us. Verse 40 says, as we read the Bible, we gain understanding. Verse 105 says that the word, the Bible, is like a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. It will direct our ways to live that amazing life that God has for each one of you. Jesus, in Matthew 5, verse 17 to 20, says, "I haven't come to take away," Matthew 5, 17 to 20, "take away anything from the Old Testament. Not one dot, not one comma, nothing. Because all of it is important if we're going to live a righteous and amazing life." Paul writes in 2 Timothy 3, verse 14, he writes these words to each one of us. He says, "But as for you, Timothy, continue what you have learnt and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you heard it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching you, rebuking you, correcting and training in righteousness, so that the man of God or the woman of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Thoroughly equipped for every good work. Every single area of your life, the Bible will thoroughly equip you to do it well. I don't know about you, I want to do things well. I don't want to do shabbily or shabby. I want to do it well. And the Bible will help you do that. It'll help you live an amazing life in relationship to God, in relationship to your families, in your home, in your business, in every area of your life. There is the instruction book of life. If you're taking notes, you want to take a title. The title is The Bible, God's Instruction Book. Well, church, I've been feeling inspired recently to be creative. So, is it okay if I'm creative tonight? Is that okay? So can somebody shift that over here a little? Josh, where's Josh? Josh, if you'd like to come to the stage, please. Josh has no idea what he's doing. He just knows he's volunteering. That's all he knows. Josh, thank you so much for coming. This is Josh Wingfield. I think he's single. Are you single at the moment, Josh?
Yes.
He's single at the moment, in case you're wondering. And we have what do we have in front of us, Josh?
Two boxes.
You need to speak a bit louder into the microphone.
Two boxes and a congregation.
And what's in that box?
What is in that box?
No, on top of that one over there.
On top of it?
Yes. People can't see it, you see, at the back. They can't see.
Tools.
What kind of tools?
A hammer and screwdrivers.
Yes, so what do you think's, there's a clue there, what do you think's in the boxes?
Drawers.
They don't look like drawers to me, Josh.
They're not done yet.
So Josh, your task in the next 20 minutes, they're just one set, they're not two sets, they're just, that's one set. You need a microphone. Can we switch this red microphone on, then you can talk into it? Yes, so just speaking out. So your task for the next 20 minutes, there are instructions inside. We've checked. Claire has checked. Claire's checked.
You're not taking them out, have you?
No, they're still there. The next 20 minutes, I would like you to build the drawers. While
20 minutes?
This wonderful congregation.
This is humiliation if I don't do it.
Well,
right, I'll have a go.
My dad said, my dad. Your father assures me that you've never done this before, so you'd be brilliant.
Great.
Excellent. So, while I speak, you do.
I don't need
this. You do the draw thing. Okay. So, while Josh is busy over here on the platform, building, and the ideas you remember that reading and following instructions is really important, okay? Have you got that? That's the whole point of my message, that you remember that actually this is the instruction book of life, and if you read it and follow it, actually you'll be able to live an amazing, abundant life that God has for you. I just want to make a few comments related to Josh's work and to each one of us reading the Bible. Are you ready? The first observation I want to make is this. When you first begin to read instructions, they often seem difficult to understand. And Josh is going to look at the instructions and go like, oh my goodness, I don't think I can do this at all. But the wise persevere. The wise persevere. For some of you, and if you've only been a Christian for a few days, you won't quite have probably got there yet, but for some of you, you've started this instruction book, but you've never finished it because you thought it was too hard to understand. I want to suggest that if you're wise, you'll go, but I'm still going to finish them. I'm still going to finish them. You see, yes, not all this is easy to understand the first time through, but all of it will help you live an amazing life, and the wise person will help you to persevere. The foolish among you will take shortcuts. Now, I like to think I'm an expert in flatbacks. And if this was me, I already have some things together because I'm really good. And just carry on, ignore me. Just a few months ago, we bought for my daughter a new dressing table from a well-known establishment. And I thought there wasn't that many pieces. Thought this is going to be a cinch. So I opened the instructions, read the first few pages, and I thought. Saw it, and I got started. And the first few instructions I followed precisely. You know, you get the big pits in your screen, put the bolts in, and that kind of thing. And I got a bit self-assured partway through. And by the time I got to the end, I had one piece left to fit. And the two bolts I had left didn't fit. And I thought, I can't believe it. They've given me the wrong part. Build the whole thing, and it's a faulty pack. That's honestly, I felt that because, I mean, come on, would I make a mistake? And I thought, oh, that's really annoying. I'm gonna have to take it all to bits, put it back in its packaging, and then we're gonna have to take it back to the shop. And so I sat down, taking it to bits. Partway through taking it to bits, I came across two bolts, which looked remarkably similar to the ones that I had left over that didn't fit. And it dawned on me that I hadn't checked the instructions to make sure that I got the right bolts. You see, one was slightly longer than the other. And you see, I put the long ones in when I should have put the short ones in, and therefore I had the whichever way around. It didn't work. That's not the wrong way around. I should have put... Anyway, do you know what I mean? And I went, ah. And you see, I want to suggest that we as Christians, if you're a Christ follower, if you're just beginning the journey, it's really, really easy to take the shortcut and not check what the Bible says. And I want to encourage you, especially any of the bigger decisions that you make in life, that you check what the Bible says in detail before you make the decision. You see, when you first read instructions, when you first read the Bible, it might seem a bit difficult, a bit hard to understand, but the wise person perseveres. How are we doing, Josh? Awfully good. Awfully good so far. My second point is this. Instructions always make more sense the longer you follow them. Have you noticed that? Instructions always make more sense the longer you follow them. You know, when you start off with a thing like this, you have all the different parts. You know, I've got 500 different parts, all these screws and plugs and things. And I wonder how they all fit together. And it just looks a bit complicated. But as you go down the track building something, slowly the parts get used up and they get less and less. And the whole thing begins to come together and make sense. It's the same as you follow God. It's just exactly the same. As you begin to go, well, there's lots of different parts about being a Christian, these things I have to do. But as you begin to follow God, as you begin to put these different things in place, it's amazing how it all comes together and you go like, actually, this isn't as hard to follow as I thought it was going to be. And I think that's the experience of every Christian who's decided to follow God with all their heart. Because his key word, you see, is follow. The key word is follow. Instructions don't see always make more sense the longer you follow them. Now, I was writing these notes and I put that I found too many Christians who don't seem to follow what they know and then claim that life isn't working for them. And then I thought, and I've done that as well. And if you've been a Christian long enough, you'll have gone down a path and you will have thought, this isn't working properly. And then you go, that's because I'm not following the Maker's instructions. I'm not following what the Bible says. And I want to encourage you to keep following the instructions, to keep following what God teaches through his Bible. A very wise friend of mine said these words. He says, most Christians don't necessarily need to know a whole lot more about the Bible, but they do need to follow a whole lot better that which they already know. And you see, instructions, following God gets easier and easier the more you follow him. And the longer Josh perseveres with this, as long as he's got it right way around, the easier and easier it will be to put these cupboards, drawers together. The third thing I want to say is this. Instructions always seem easier if you have somebody to help you. And so after last week's embarrassment, because Pastor Dave Scholes doesn't like heights, for those of you here yesterday, Sunday morning, Pastor Dave, who's a DIY expert, guru. Pastor Dave Scholes is going to come and help you, Josh. Is that okay? Yes? Yes, so Pastor Dave's going to come. You see, you need a wise man with a power tool. And some more power tool stuff. There we go. And you see, look what Dave's got down here. He's got an extra tape measure. And a spare battery. Look at that. But hopefully they'll go faster now because Josh has a wise person helping him to read and follow the instructions. So Dave, please follow the instructions properly. Otherwise, this will look horribly wrong. Anyway. But it's saying when we're reading the Bible, church, you will understand them and make faster progress if you find some... Stop looking at Dave. Stop buzzing your thingy. You're putting them off. Where was I? You make faster progress if you get some wise people in your life to... That parable is going to be so off-putting. If you get some wise people to help you understand the Bible. When we started church here, and Michelle and I said what we need to do is get some other people around us who are further in the journey to help us be the best pastors that we can, to lead the church well, to make wise decisions, to help us in our personal life as well as church life. And we've spent the next almost 9 years seeking and creating friendships with wise people to help us. And I want to suggest that each one of you do the same. You find not just anybody, but some wise people to help you understand the Bible and go forward in your faith. Now, sure, you can listen to podcasts and listen to some amazing speakers from around the world, but you can't beat having a friend, a personal connection who you can ring up or text or email or have a coffee with to help you answer the questions that the Bible has caused you to ask. And I want to suggest that each one of you need to find somebody somewhere who can be that wise person, and perhaps get a few, because if you have a lot of questions and you only have one, they might get really ticked off with you about 3 weeks into the relationship by the time you've asked 20 questions or 30 questions or 50 questions. If you have a few, you can spread the load. But to have some wise people in your life, it'd be amazing how fast you grow in your understanding of what God is calling you to do. Now, this doesn't mean that you don't need to do the hard work. I have met odd Christians who said, well, and I, odd Christians, yes, they are odd Christians. As I said a few weeks back, we're all a little bit odd. But I've met some Christians and asked them, why are you doing this? And their answer is, because this person told me that was the thing to do. You see, if you're going to have wise people, it doesn't mean that you are supposed to remove your brain out of the equation. You know, every single person in the entire planet is flawed. And just because they're wise or further on the journey than you doesn't mean they're necessarily right. And as much as I want to encourage you to get some wise people in your lives, and I pray you do that, but that you also keep your brain engaged in the process. And make sure you still, is this person right? Is this scriptural? You know, if any of you ever go away and think, well, I'm doing that because Ed said so, can I encourage you not to, but to check it out in the Bible? And if the Bible agrees with what I said, do it with all your heart. And if it doesn't, come back and tell me, and I will stand up next week and I'll apologize to all of you and say, don't do that. Somebody's checked. It's not in the Bible. Actually, this is the way to go forward. I want to follow the Bible. If you want to follow the Bible, you'll engage your brains as well as get some wiser. Is that okay? Oh, look, they're speeding on. Number four. I want to encourage you to celebrate successes as you read the instructions. As some of you know, I try and read the Bible every single year. As most of you know, the book I love the least, is that the right way of putting it? Love the least, is Psalms. Oh, my goodness. 150 poems to read. One of them is 175 verses long. Do you know, every time I finish Psalms, I celebrate. Done for another year. Praise the Lord. And I would encourage you, and it's like if I'm ever doing DIY stuff like this, do you know why I celebrate the most? Doors. Anyway, putting doors on things is, for those of you who don't do it, doors is a tough thing, isn't it? Because you shut the door and they don't fit properly, they don't hit in the middle, or they do hit in the middle, which isn't what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to, like, always something. But along your journey of Christian learning and following the Bible, I want to encourage you to celebrate successes in your life. And if you're helping somebody, help them to celebrate when they make a breakthrough in a certain area of their life. You don't need to finish everything to go, yay! You can celebrate along the way. I celebrate the end of Psalms. I don't know what, as you're reading the Bible, you might go, well, yeah, this book's been defeating me for a long time. When you finish it, celebrate all that God has taught you through when you get to the end of it. Or if there's an area in your life that you're struggling with, which you know God is calling you to do or not do, when you finish, celebrate that success. And it will make the journey fun and enjoyable. And that joy that God has given us inside our soul, it'll allow it to come out. Well, guys, I have 2 points left. How's it going? Is it going well, Dave? Do you need some more help? I think we'll get Carl up as well. We'll get another wise friend. You can build drawers. Do you want some help with the drawers, Carl? Amy, you can come and help as well. Many hands make light work. Another wise statement there. Let's look at that. Anybody else want to come and offer? No, Sam, not you. We love you very much. Let's give some. Anybody else want to go? Do you like DIY, James? Right, James. Of course, you can make lots of drawers at once, you see. You can make all of them, you see. You just, right, those guys will carry on quickly. We'll see if we can get it finished for the end. Right, we're at number five. Back to me. Number five. Remember we're saying the Bible's instruction book of life? Follow it. Number five. I want to suggest that the best instructions are simple to follow. Therefore, the Bible is simple to follow. And I want to suggest to you that as we particularly pick some instructions from a company that should be easy to follow. And God's instructions in the Bible are actually easy to follow. They're really simple. Shall I tell you how simple they are? They go like this. The Bible says, love God first. That's not complicated. First above everything. Anything you think of, God first. Anything, God first. And then the Bible says, love your life that God has given you. Make the best of it. And he gives you a whole stack of things that will help you live this amazing, abundant life. It begins with following him. And Andy's going to come at the end and unpack how you begin to follow him. But it begins by following him. But love your life. Make the best of it. Because he made it good. That's what Genesis teaches. And thirdly, the Bible teaches, love other people. And that pretty much summarizes everything. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Done. Simple. Everything else fits into those three categories that I just did. You see, the Bible is essentially simple. People who say, I can't follow the Bible. It's rubbish. They don't want to follow the Bible. Because the Bible is really simple. Put God first. If you put God first, everything else works. Make sure that you're not supposed to make strange noises behind me. Come on, James. Look at Amy go. She said, I won't say anything. Anyway. I didn't hear that. Oh, talk well. Very good. And finally. Yes, sorry. Finally. Is he going to be ready for the band in about 5 minutes? Perhaps we should have had a trial run first, should we? Anyway. And sixthly, instructions are meant to be completed. Instructions are meant to be completed. Now, whether these guys managed to complete it or not, I don't know. But the Bible's instructions are supposed to be completed. We're supposed to, as Christians, push through to the very end in every area of our life. Jesus says in John 10, verse 10, he says, I've come to give you life and life in all its fullness. And the only way to enter into that full life is to follow all that God has taught you through this Bible, through this, his word to us. And I, from the bottom of my heart, want to say that so many of you want your life to go forward, want your life to become all that you hope and dream that it will become. And God says, that can happen to, is anybody watching me? Are you all watching this? You're listening while you watch. Active listening. It's fascinating, isn't it? Dave's almost got the, look at that. You've got the backing, Dave. It's good, isn't it? Instructions. Are you listening? Instructions are there to be completed. So I want to encourage you to keep at it and to keep going all the way to the end. I want to say one last thing to you. And that for all of us, all of you will have challenges in your life where you have to make decisions, whether to follow the instructions that God has given you or how you feel or what the world is teaching you. Can I just say to you, if you choose to follow God's path, you will have that freedom, that wisdom, that knowledge, that abundant life that God has called you to. I've seen too many Christians walk away from that amazing life that God has for them because they've chosen to follow something else rather than the instruction book of life. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you want to watch them finish up? Okay, so what's the main point? The Bible is? Shall I do that? The Bible is? Oh, yes, I know what else I was going to say. If you haven't finished reading it all the way through yet, and you're a Christ follower, that's your mission for the next few months. You don't need to do anything else. Don't take anything else away from the message. Go and read the rest of the Bible all the way through. For those of you who've done that, then do that process. In Jesus' name.